Thank you. I wish there was even a tenth as much evaluation made on proposed legislation as there are on funded teen pregnancy prevention programs. So 2011 was a banner year for abortion regulations. 10 or 11 states passed new laws that banned abortions after 20 weeks or after viability. And abortions are after 20 weeks are very rare. About 10% of abortions happen in the second trimester, and most of those happen early in the second trimester. I think that one of the reasons that these laws have been successful, they're not, I don't know the extent to which they're passed because people actually object to later abortions, or they're rare and there's like a lack of political will to defend them. And part of that lack of political will to defend them may come from just a complete lack of knowledge about who presents so late in pregnancy and why and what are their stories. And so that's what I'm going to share with you today. I have no financial stake in this. So we're going to describe the demographic and socioeconomic characteristics of women who seek abortions after 20 weeks, look at the causes of delay, and look at the populations who would be affected if state regulations were actually implemented. So I'm going to tell you about the data source for this. This comes from the Turnaway Study, which is a nationwide study of women seeking abortion. We recruit three types of women. Women who were denied an abortion because they showed up at the clinic that was available to them, so the clinic with the latest gestational limit within 150 miles, they showed up over that clinic's gestational limit and were denied the abortion. The control group is women who showed up just under that gestational limit and get the procedure done. And because most of these clinics have gestational limits from the end of the first trimester through the end of the second, it's not representative of abortions nationally, since most abortions happen in the first trimester. So we have a separate subsample of women who sought a first trimester abortion and received it. We recruit at clinics where no clinic nearby goes later, and we follow them for 5 years with phone calls every 6 months. Here are our sites. So we have almost 1,000 women in the study, and 426 after 20 weeks, which I think makes this the biggest data set of later abortions. We recruited from 30 clinics. They're shaded so that the yellow go to the end of the second trimester and the blue turn women away before the end of the second trimester. We recruited for 3 years, from January 2008 through December 2010. And the information I'm going to share with you mostly comes from their first interview, which is conducted 1 week after either receiving or being denied an abortion. Here's our participant population by gestational age. You can see that doesn't look anything like the curve you would see for abortions nationally, which would have the same peak as the blue and then taper out, and there would be very few at the later gestations. But because of our study design, we've picked up a lot of women seeking a later abortion. And so I'm going to give you the demographics of the study by whether the woman is under 20 weeks or 20 weeks and over. And so the three notable things here is, one, that young women under age 20, are disproportionately represented in the group at later abortion. It's consistent with the literature that young women tend to recognize their pregnancies later. They have fewer resources to get to an abortion clinic faster. There's also an effect of parity, so that women with fewer children, who've not had a child before, are disproportionately in the 20-plus age gestation. And that is, again, linked to not realizing you are pregnant. Never having had an abortion and never having had a child are heavily associated with a late recognition of pregnancy. And then there's a racial ethnic distribution that is skewed for the 20 women who show up later in pregnancy are disproportionately African American. So under 20 weeks, our sample is just over a quarter African American, but at 20 weeks and over, it's 42% African American. So causes, this is the most, if you only remember one graphic, this is the gestational age at which you discovered you're pregnant. For women who sought abortions at or beyond 20 weeks and women who sought a first trimester abortion. And you can see that many of the women who sought later abortions only realized they were pregnant when they were already into their second trimester. If you look at the actual risk factors for presenting beyond 20 weeks, although African Americans are disproportionately in the 20 week, when you control for other things, it's almost significant, but not quite. And what shows up really as being significant is younger women are disproportionately likely to show up again beyond 20 weeks. None of the health factors that we expected, having chronic health conditions, being depressed, we would expect obesity might slow people down if it led them to be late in realizing they were pregnant or to be denied care because of their obesity. But really, and I've never had a coefficient of an odds ratio of 21 before, 22, but there's nothing like discovering you're pregnant late. Once you discover you're pregnant late, everything becomes more difficult. It's hard to find a provider who will serve you. The abortions become much more expensive, and everything snowballs, getting insurance to cover it. The travel ones are interesting here. The women who present after 20 weeks disproportionately traveled more than 120 miles, traveling more than 120 miles increases your odds for presenting later. Now, whether that's the travel that slows you down or if you're able to travel, you're able to get that later abortion, this model won't tell you. There's an effect of insurance coverage. So compared to women with private insurance or who have incomes above 200% of the federal poverty level, if you're poor, uninsured, and live in a state with Medicaid funding, you are four times more likely to show up beyond 20 weeks. And I think it's a little bit, whether it's because Medicaid enables you to get an abortion. There are three possibilities. Medicaid enables you to get that abortion, and if you didn't have Medicaid coverage, you would not have the abortion. That's possible. It's possible that if you knew you had Medicaid funding, you'd take as long as you want because now there's no financial reason to hurry up. That's possible. I never heard anyone say it, but it's possible. And then the other is that just getting Medicaid to actually cover your procedure slows you down. Interestingly, we found that many women say that having difficulty deciding slowed them down, but we have not found any actual statistical delay from difficulty deciding. And likewise, here, conflict with your partner over whether to have the decision isn't a risk factor for presenting beyond 20 weeks. So now, what I'd like to do is present the results. I think these risk factors don't totally do it. They don't present a picture of who these women are. And so we did a factor analysis for looking for shared characteristics among the women who present beyond 20 weeks and come up with these interesting types of women. And so I am going to read you a few stories that exemplify each of these types. So women with about 10% of the women who present at 20 weeks or above have a baby under age of 1 year old. 21% report difficulty deciding and also logistic or financial troubles accessing abortion. 12% of the women are young women who've never been pregnant. Nearly a third are women with a history of substance abuse or depression. A quarter report domestic violence and conflict with their partner over whether to have the abortion. And the only story I don't have is a woman with a chronic health condition and income below federal poverty level. So I'm going to try and go through quickly so you can hear a little bit about who these women are. And I've changed their names. So Rose is a 25-year-old American Indian woman from Oklahoma who had an abortion at 20 weeks, and she is an example of women with substance abuse and depression. She is employed full-time as a manager where she makes over $2,000 a month. She lives with her boyfriend, and together their household income is over $4,000 a month. She says she has enough money all the time. Rose has a history of major depression and bipolar disorder. She's currently receiving medication and cognitive behavior therapy for these conditions. She's had episodes of more than 5 drinks in the past month. She has used amphetamines in the past month. She uses Xanax recreationally about once a week. How this pregnancy happened. She was using oral contraceptives when she became pregnant. She found out she was pregnant at 19 weeks and said she felt shocked and not happy about it. She spoke to her mother about the pregnancy, who was supportive of whatever decision she made. When asked why she wanted an abortion, she said, "I had surgery and multiple x-rays when I was pregnant. They didn't know I was pregnant. I was using drugs, and I don't want kids." Traumatic life events. Rose was physically assaulted at ages 12 and 22. And what has had the biggest negative impact on her life is growing up with a parent with mental health problems. To get the abortion, Rose called 4 clinics and visited one other before finding a clinic in Arkansas. She drove 4.5 hours to the clinic and paid $1,750. Her main emotion about the pregnancy is frustration. About the abortion, it is relief. A woman, Leslie, is an example of a woman with conflict with a male partner and domestic violence. Leslie is a 34-year-old white woman from Kentucky who had an abortion at 20 weeks and 4 days. She's a medical professional. She lives with her 8-year-old daughter and cares for a disabled parent. She earns over $4,000 a month and reports having enough money most of the time. She's recently separated from her alcoholic husband after 11 years of an abusive marriage. This pregnancy. Leslie became pregnant with her husband, from whom she's now separated. They were using condoms, but the condom had failed. She discovered she was pregnant in the first 5 weeks of pregnancy, but only sought an abortion at 20 weeks. Her relationship with her husband is poor. He knows about the pregnancy and did not want the baby. She told 2 friends about the pregnancy, and both were supportive. She also sought out a private therapist to discuss her pregnancy and decision. Traumatic life events. Leslie experienced physical abuse by her alcoholic husband between ages 22 and 34, and this has had an extreme negative impact on her life. Since she became pregnant, she's been frightened for her safety by her ex-husband. To get the abortion, she was slowed down due to trouble deciding whether she wanted an abortion and disagreement with her husband. She said, "She was slowed down by my own personal decision, my own ethical conflict with it, the abortion." At the clinic, she saw protesters and was quite upset. She paid $1,700 for the abortion. A friend drove her an hour to the clinic. Her main emotion about the pregnancy is regret. Her main emotion about the abortion is guilt. 1 week after the abortion, she does not wish she had not had the abortion. She says the decision was the right one for her. Amber is an example of a woman with trouble deciding and access problems. She's a 24-year-old African-American woman from Alabama who had an abortion at 20 weeks. Amber works part-time at a nonprofit while she looks for full-time work. She lives with her 2 children in a duplex. She currently receives food stamps. She's supposed to receive child support but received nothing. She lives on $1,000 a month and reports rarely having enough money. She found out she was pregnant at 5 weeks and considered abortion at 6. She was using oral contraceptives, but not consistently. She became pregnant with an ex-boyfriend. He knew about the pregnancy and did not want her to keep it. She talked to her sister and 1 friend, and both were supportive of whatever decision she made. When asked why she wanted an abortion, she said, "I couldn't afford another child. The dad didn't want to be with me. Me and him weren't going to be together, and he told me that I was going to have to raise the baby by myself." She's had 4 previous abortions, 2 at 6 weeks, 1 at 16 weeks, and 1 at 20 weeks. To get the abortion, she called 2 other clinics and visited one other before finding the clinic which performed the abortion. What slowed her down was transportation, finding a person to drive me. She said she was also slowed down by travel costs, raising the cost of the procedure, getting insurance coverage, and trouble deciding about whether to have an abortion. Her cousin drove her 3 hours to the clinic. The trip cost $150 in travel and hotel costs. The abortion cost $1,500. She saw about emotions. She said she wishes she had not had the abortion, but also says it was the right decision for her. Her main emotion around the pregnancy is sadness. When asked about her main emotion about the abortion, she says she tries not to think about it. Lilia is an example of a woman who's young and never been pregnant. She's a 15-year-old Hispanic woman from California who had an abortion at 23 weeks. She's a full-time high school student who lives with her aunt and brother in a house. Her family receives food stamps. She doesn't earn any money herself and doesn't know her household income, but reports she has enough money most of the time. Lilia has no mental health conditions, although she reports having some anger management problems. She used marijuana a few times in the month before she became pregnant. This pregnancy, she found out she was pregnant at 21 weeks of pregnancy. She says, "I was shocked, but in a way, I kind of already knew." She considered having an abortion immediately. Lilia became pregnant with her boyfriend. They were not intending to become pregnant. She'd always used condoms, but knew the method had failed. He wanted her to have the baby and keep it. About why she wanted the abortion, she said, "I was too young, and I barely started going back to school and getting my life back on track. I wouldn't have enough things to support a baby." To get the abortion, she called one other clinic and visited two others before finding the clinic in San Francisco. She says what slowed her down the most was, "I didn't know about the clinic." The decision to have the abortion was somewhat difficult. It took 4 hours to get to the clinic, and she had to spend one night in the city. Medi-Cal covered the whole cost of the abortion. Angel is an example of a woman with a baby under 1 year of age. She's a 24-year-old white woman from Maryland who received an abortion at 24 weeks gestation. Angel is unemployed and looking for work. She's caring for her 10-month-old daughter. She's also caring for an ailing grandfather who does not live with her. Her husband was recently incarcerated. She receives food stamps, WIC, and a daycare voucher. She received $800 in the past month and says she has enough money most of the time. About the pregnancy, she says she became pregnant with her husband. They were not using any method of contraception, even though they did not intend to become pregnant. She found out she was pregnant at 22 weeks and was very unhappy. She says, "I knew I couldn't continue with it. My daughter isn't even a year." Her husband does not know about the pregnancy. She talked to her mother, who was supportive of her decision. When asked why she wanted an abortion, she said, "Financial, and I already have a child who isn't even a year old. I need to focus on my daughter." To get the abortion, she visited one other clinic before she found a clinic in New Jersey. When asked what slowed her down from getting the abortion earlier, she said, "I didn't find out till I was 22 weeks and getting funding. I was determined, so much preventing me from getting up there." She had difficulty getting to the clinic and raising the travel and procedure costs. She said it was very easy to make the decision to have an abortion. The abortion cost $2,700 and three organizations helped to pay. A friend drove her 3 hours to get to the clinic. She stayed one night in New Jersey. I think that was the last of my story. So conclusions, women seeking abortion after 20 weeks are disproportionately young women and women of color. Later abortions are largely due to delay in recognition of pregnancy. And once a woman is late in seeking abortion, financial, logistical, and access barriers become much greater. I think it's impossible for legislators to determine who should be able to access abortions or what the line should be between who should get an abortion and who should not. But certainly one thing that's been missing in the whole discussion is any understanding of who is involved and who would be affected. Thank you very much. Haha, got you some implications too, but they weren't on mine. Sorry, one more second. Yeah. So bans on abortions at 20 weeks are in effect in 6 states. There were 7 states that introduced bans on later abortion, and improvements in insurance coverage would significantly but not entirely reduce the need for later abortion. And in fact, that's not the direction we're going. If we wanted to prevent later abortions, we would improve insurance coverage, not ban insurance coverage. Okay, now I'm really done.
Great.